Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello, I'm Carol Vorderman, and it's time for Tuesday's Perfect 10. 10 questions, 10 points, all done in just 10 minutes. As always, I have a show full of questions, puzzles and brain teasers, which will educate, which will entertain, and which will irritate you, I can guarantee. There are 10 tricky teasers every day, Monday to Friday, for a possible total score of 50 out of 50 by the end of the week. So if you missed yesterday's episode, you can, of course, go back, listen to that. Try and score some points, bank yourself some extra points so your score is better by the end of the week. Now, today is the 27th of February, and it was on this day in 1999 that Aston Villa became the last team to play an all-English starting 11 in a Premier League game. Fancy that. Villa's team on that day included Dion Dublin, Paul Merson and Gareth Southgate, but it wasn't a good day for the team as Coventry won the match 4-1. Right, it's time to find out if you can give a winning quiz performance, as here come your questions for today's Perfect 10. Question one is your starter for a Perfect 10, and it's your first chance to bag a point. How many colours are on the national flag of Belgium? Picture the flag of Belgium, count the colours, and you'll score a point. Ears at the ready now for question two, as this is our hearsay round. And today I'm looking for a famous phrase or saying hidden in this audio mystery.
Taxi!
What?
Wow, you're good looking. The airport, please.
No.
You're so stylish. Airport, please.
No.
You look so young. Airport, please.
No.
Hearsay, say what you hear and find that famous phrase. We call question three our Carol Lateral Thinking Round, and today it's all about words. Which word can go after the word football and before the word marshal to make two new phrases? Can you figure out that word? It's question four, and it's time to test your memory. Listen to this clip, retain as much information as you can, and a question will follow.
Hello and welcome to Perfect Shopping TV, the 24-hour TV shopping channel that has whatever you need whenever you want it. In this hour, we are in the kitchen and we have some fantastic offers for you. We are starting with this modern chrome toaster. It has a number of functions, including defrosting and reheating. Has an easy-to-clean crumb tray, who doesn't love that? And can take up to four slices of bread, perfect for feeding the family. This toaster's original price was £55, but today it can be yours for just £32. I don't know how we do it. Next up, we have this fabulous lime green coffee machine for all those wannabe baristas out there. It has a 1 litre capacity two-level tray, 15 bar of pressure, and can froth your coffee to perfection. In a store, this machine would usually cost £110, but here at Perfect Shopping TV, we are selling it for the almost unbelievable price of £85.
Well, it did sound like there were some very good bargains in that fictional shopping channel, but were you paying attention? Here's your question. The discounted price of the toaster was £32, but how much was the toaster originally? It was all in the clip, so think back, see if you can remember the original price of the toaster. Well, we're almost halfway through today's questions. How are you doing, by the way? Maybe you're heading for a perfect 10 score. Who knows? Keep going. Today could be the day. Our next three questions are what we call the three Fs, the frivolous, the familiar, and the fun. Here's question five, and it's time for a song. In 1995, Coolio had a UK number one single with the song Gangsters What? Hopefully that's a nice easy start to today's three Fs. Time for question six. Which social media platform was founded in 2006 by Jack Dorsey, Evan Williams, Biz Stone, and Noah Glass? Do any of those names sound familiar? Question 7 is this. Who starred as the title character in the TV series Buffy the Vampire Slayer? Do you remember the series? Do you know the answer? Hope so. All right, we move on to question 8, 2 in, 2 out, where you have to swap two letters in a word to make a new word. Which two letters can you change in the word bronze, B-R-O-N-Z-E, to make a type of wind? Have a think. See if you can find that word. Question 9 is, I know this, and today it's Two Clues Tuesday. So, which answer is linked by these two clues? The surname of a physician who pioneered a vaccine for smallpox, and the surname of reality TV stars Kendall and Kylie. Have a think. See if you can come up with that shared surname. And here we are at our final question of the day, question 10, and it's today's anagram. Here it comes. Which British singer is an anagram of Darts Tower? Darts, D-A-R-T-S, Tower, T-O-W-E-R. Shuffle the letters, please. Find that British singer. And that's today's Perfect 10. Don't forget to follow or subscribe so you don't miss tomorrow's questions automatically. And if you're looking for even more puzzles and riddles, head on over to @Perfect10Carol on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok, where you can join the rest of us in the Perfect 10 family. So, 10 questions, 10 points, all done in just 10 minutes today. But did you get a Perfect 10 score? Here come the answers.
Life is full of awesome what-ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why UnitedHealthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Question 1 was about a famous flag. How many colours are there on the national flag of Belgium? And the answer is 3 colours. Black, which stands for humility, yellow for riches and good fortune, and red symbolises victory in reference to their success in their 1830 revolution. Question 2 was our hearsay round, and we were looking for a famous phrase or saying.
Taxi!
What?
Wow, you're good looking. The airport, please.
No.
You're so stylish. Airport, please.
No.
You look so young. Airport, please.
No.
Could you figure it out? Do you know what it was? Well, the phrase was, flattery will get you nowhere. Question 3 was a word-based Carol lateral thinking. Which word can go after football and before Marshall to make two new phrases? The answer is the word field. So you get football field and field marshal. Obviously a rank in the army. As always, question 4 was our memory round, and we had tuned in to a fictional TV shopping channel. I asked you this. The discounted price of the toaster was £32, but how much was it originally? And the answer is the original price was £55. Sounds like a good deal to me. We moved into our 3 Fs, and question 5 was all about music. In 1995, Coolio had a UK number one single with the song Gangsters What? And the answer is Gangsters Paradise. Gangsters Paradise features vocals from the American singer LV and samples the Stevie Wonder song Pastime Paradise, very, very famous in the 70s. Question 6 was all about social media. Which social media platform was founded in 2006 by Jack Dorsey, Evan Williams, Biz Stone and Noah Glass? The answer is Twitter, or as it is now known, X. Question 7. Who starred as the title character in the TV series Buffy the Vampire Slayer? And the answer is Sarah Michelle Gellar. Question 8 was, of course, 2 in, 2 out. Which two letters can you change in the word bronze to make a type of wind? Well, if you change the O to an E and the N to another E, you get a lovely little breeze, B-R-E-E-Z-E. Question 9, it was Two Clues Tuesday. Which answer is linked by these two clues? The surname of a physician who pioneered a vaccine for smallpox and the surname of reality TV stars Kendall and Kylie. I think you've probably got this from the second bit of the question, really. The answer is the surname Jenner. Yes. Edward Jenner is the physician who pioneered the smallpox vaccine. And Kendall and Kylie Jenner obviously found fame on the reality TV show Keeping Up with the Kardashians. And finally, question 10 was our anagram. Which British singer is an anagram of Darts Tower? And it is, of course, Rod Stewart. Rod, R-O-D, Stewart, S-T-E-W-A-R-T. Before launching his very successful solo career, Rod was the frontman of the band The Faces. As a solo artist, Rod has had 6 UK number one singles. His first was in 1971, Maggie May, and his most recent one was in 1983 with the song Baby Jane. So how did you do? Did you score a perfect 10 score? If not, don't worry, there's always another chance tomorrow. I'm always here. Every day spent with us on Perfect 10, however, is a day where you have given your mind a workout, so very well done for taking part and trying. Remember to follow or subscribe so you make sure you don't miss a single episode, which will load automatically. And don't forget to check out our bonus visual quiz content on Facebook, Instagram, and on TikTok. I'll see you tomorrow for a whole new day of questions to educate, to entertain, and to irritate you. I'm Cara Vorderman. That was my perfect 10 for you. I hope you have a perfect day.
Perfect 10 is produced by Talent Bank as part of the Acast Creator Network. Head over to shows.acast.com/perfect10 for more information.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.